thankful for these bits of knowledge, accumulated knowledge that populations have gathered up. I can't imagine how many years it took for them to sort of develop this corn squash bean method, and then they somehow they knew that they were getting more protein out of the out
Isn't
of
that
the,
something?
Yeah,
you know, in our quest in our modern world, you know, in pursuit of all the shiny things that are all around us, so much of this information, you know, that our grandparents even knew has sort of been set down and left behind. And what is exciting to me, Don, about this radio show that you do with us here mm-hmm. is that we get a chance to express and to share some of this information that has come to us along the way. And so as a community, we get stronger and more capable of growing our food and becoming a sustainable community here. So this is really valuable information for me to share and for your listeners to share with one another as they hear it and practice it in their garden, and then we all become better and bigger and stronger as a community. It's really a beautiful thing.
It is. And, you know, it's given me, it's kind of heartened me to know that I'm not too late to plant a few things. So I'm curious now, we like to kind of wind up this week in the garden with what you have down there at Local 98856 for us gardeners, because it's not too late to plant seeds.
It's definitely not too late. And we'll start on the seed rack. It is definitely not too late to plant things from seed like cucumbers and squash and some of those crops that maybe you think you have to go and buy a plant for. No, it's plenty of time yet to seed some of those things in the garden. Plenty of time to put the tomatoes in and get some tomatoes out of this season. Mm-hmm. We've got some beautiful pepper plants that are getting to be larger and will begin to produce food for you soon. It's time. The soils seem like they've warmed up for some of these shorter season corn varieties.
Okay.
Still time to put in lettuces and even some onions and cabbage and broccoli and things that make your mouth water. So we still have, you know, a very promising growing season ahead. We just have to look at how cool it's been, how cool